The Lord Jesus bless you and keep you in his peace, heart dwellers. It's been a very interesting day and even a more interesting night. Oh my goodness. Well, everyone here, not everyone, but almost everyone's come down with some kind of bug. And so we're trying to take care of them, each other, as we work through our symptoms of headaches and dizziness. And well, we know that part of that is from the solar flares, almost an X-class flare that has been set off the last couple of days from the sun. I mean, I was so dizzy yesterday, I was having trouble standing, and then I was nauseated and couldn't eat all day long. It finally let up after a while. So the Lord had an interesting message today. It is December 1st, First Friday, which has special significance for those of us who are devoted to the Sacred Heart. I came into prayer and I said, "We are here, Lord." The first words from his mouth were, "I will deliver and protect you and be with you in trouble." Thank you, Lord. Jesus, what's on your precious heart? I am steeped in sadness for what is about to happen on this planet. The beauty and wonder of this place is about to be destroyed. What has taken thousands of years to create will in an instant be destroyed. Mankind has finally arrived at the point where he can saw off the limb he is standing on. So blinded by the acquisition of power, control, and wealth, he does not see how Satan has set him up. He thinks he is winning when in fact he will soon discover himself in an ocean of fire, completely stripped. Yes, the powerful ones have been duped into thinking that Satan is their ally and will reward them with everything they've ever dreamt of, when in fact their worst nightmare is about to be fulfilled. "Where can you go to hide from God?" the Lord asked. The answer, nowhere. Their decadence and decay and dynasty is about to implode, and they will be swallowed alive in the fires that will never die. All of this breaks my heart, for I did not intend for it to end this way. Rather, my heart was that they would recognize that they are being played. As for you, my innocent ones, who have not plotted the destruction of your neighbor, who have not cast spells and consorted with demons to destroy the human race, you shall be protected and saved. You will be brought into eternal dwelling prepared for you since the foundation of the world. You have been forgiven and sought me out. Shall I not keep you from this hour? Indeed, I will. Others of you were born for this hour, to rescue the remnant, instruct and pray over them. You will bring in a great harvest of souls snatched from the fire. You will educate and tutor them in my ways, and they shall cleave to me with all their hearts. Be brave and stand strong against the wave of persecution that is about to sweep the earth in an attempt to wipe away all vestiges of righteousness. Do not be dismayed over what you see. Many will be quickly in paradise with me, their sufferings totally at an end. Rather concentrate upon your charges, the ones I have put into your hands for edification and growth in holiness. Earth has never experienced such trauma that is coming upon it. Earth has never experienced such trauma that is coming upon it. And how I grieve from my precious creatures caught in the midst of it. In that moment, I was thinking of the deer and the bunnies and the bears and all the wild animals and the dogs and the cats. He continued, however, they will understand that it's for a very specific purpose that will work to their advantage in the end. I do not wish for you to see these things, Claire. Then I saw a big Bible being opened, and I heard Esdras 10. And I looked it up. By the way, that was the end of his message. And I wanted to say that when he says that it's for a very specific purpose, even that creatures will be destroyed, and that it will work to their advantage. In heaven, everything that God has ever created, every animal he's ever created, is in heaven. They live in heaven. So it is not the end, it's the beginning of eternity. And so I opened to Esdras 10, which is in the unabridged Bible that the evangelicals didn't, the Protestants didn't take, they took the books out, but there's Bibles that have those chapters. I went to it and it's all about how the Israelites married into foreign women with foreign beliefs and had children with them, and how detestable that was to the Lord because the faith was compromised. And so the Lord prompted them to put away their foreign wives and foreign offspring, which must have been horribly hard, in order to save the nation. So it's a very, very sad ending for them. And that's what they did. They called together everyone that had returned from Babylon. They called them all together and in different shifts, I guess, because there were so many hundreds of people. They had to send away their wives and their children that were foreign to them and of a different faith. Well, my dear ones, I've thought a great deal about this message, and it's a pretty strong message. The Lord is saying that what we have been expecting because of what's written in Revelation, what we've been expecting for so long is about to take place. And I know that the rapture will take place almost simultaneously with this, because he's shown me that in the past. So we have very little time left on this earth. But he's been on me about continuing to do the work that he's given me to do. And it's kind of hard thinking about he's finishing songs when I know that we're going to be finished down here on earth soon. But I also know those songs will go with us to heaven. And I will get a chance to finish them, which is exciting to me because then my voice won't warble or crack because I've put on a good 20 years since I started recording. Well, Lord bless you, dear ones. We do pray for you and hope that the Lord is keeping you in his peace. Understand that with death, eternity begins. And be in the right place with the Lord. And you have a beautiful, beautiful life to look forward to with many things to do in heaven. And we'll be able to visit the earth as well, even independent of the Lord coming back with us. And that's interesting. Ezekiel has seen that many times, that we were here for the community, helping them. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and thank you so much for your support and for your prayers. It means everything to us. Well, this is an interesting add-on to the message today on First Friday, December the 1st, 2023. Jesus was seen passing out crowns to each person in the room and also to the sick in the community who are in hermitages here. He also pulled a card from the card file that said, "Victory resounds in the tents of the righteous. For this night I have made sport of them in their foolish arrogance and pride. The snare they set for your foot has befallen them, and there is no remedy.